All right, everybody, welcome. Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Pleasure to be back together. This is Psalm 23 to the tune of Cremon to get us going. All right, well, welcome back to the Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. It's been a minute since we've done one of these, but now we're picking it back up with the book of Romans. It's where we're going to start this new series of podcasts, reading through the book of Romans, discussing it briefly, and having a great day. You guys have a great day as we think through this. Romans chapter 1, verse 1. Here we go. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart from God by the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through the prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, who was descended from David, according to the flesh, and was declared to be Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the nations, including you who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Simple message here from the Apostle Paul at the beginning of this letter. Romans is an epistle. It's a letter. An epistle is just a long letter written from someone to someone else. Paul writes this letter to the church in Rome. He's never met them at this time. He longs to go be with them at some point, but they are an influential church. And Paul wants to introduce himself, as you can imagine, as he begins this letter. This is a letter from the hand of the Apostle Paul, writing to a group of Christians he has never met, but yet who are in an influential city. Rome, the capital of the Roman Empire, is a strategic location. It is the place, as we know, all roads lead to Rome. And so this is the place where everyone's coming, and he wants to encourage these Christians. He wants to teach these Christians. He wants to strengthen these Christians. He wants to explain the gospel. This is Paul's great theological treatise. The first 11 chapters of the book of Romans is all about what God is and who God is and how God loves his people and how we are living in relation to him prior to being saved in our sin, but then as we turn our attention to him and become saved by him. And so Paul is writing about all of these different aspects of the Christian life, but also about our relationship with God. And in order to introduce himself, to make sure they understand who he is, he goes through a list of things or qualifications, characteristics of his life. He says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. He is one who is serving Christ. He's called to be an apostle. Called by whom? Called by Christ to be an apostle, one who is sent. And he is set apart for the gospel. God specifically called him. God specifically set him apart. God promised the gospel beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son. What is the gospel about? The gospel is about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. His story was prophesied throughout the Old Testament prophets. It was according to the flesh. He descended from David and according to the flesh. He's setting it up here. God's Son, according to the flesh, a descendant of David. The Messiah comes in the line of David. He is saying Jesus is both God and man. There is no question. And he was declared to be the Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by his resurrection from the dead. There's a uniqueness to Jesus. He was raised from the dead. And the resurrection of Jesus was the declaration that Jesus indeed is the Son of God. So he is God's Son by testimony. He is the descendant of David by human flesh. But the resurrection is the indicator or the declaration that he is indeed the Son of God. He is to be received by grace, and God has given that to us. And then he writes this message to a specific group of people, those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints. They also are set aside. You and I are set aside if we've trusted Christ with our lives for the sake of the glory of God. We are servants of Christ. We are called by God. We are sent by him on a mission, and that is to share the good news of Jesus. And we tell that story because Jesus is both God and man. He is the only one who has ever been God and man. God, the Son of God, testimony in his own words and the words of others about him, but declared to be God in his resurrection and man in his descent from the line of David. He is the true Savior. He is the great Messiah. He is the one who is to come, and he is the one who has set Paul apart, the one who set you apart, the one who set me apart for his mission. That's all I got for today. You guys have a great day. God bless you. Be encouraged. Walk in Christ. He is the one who is, the one who was, and the one who will forever be.